Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily to see God's face and divine direction. Thereafter, rebroadcast it to your contact. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless your loved ones. Welcome to Thursday, day 21 in May. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. This is your day. This will not just be another Thursday. It will be a special one for you. Let's do this. Anoint the sole of your feet and your toes. Touch the inside of your footwear. I mean the footwear you will wear out today, either a shoe or slip on, and pray, God ordered my step today. May I not walk into danger or misfortune. Direct me to where my blessings are waiting. It shall be so. Touch or raise your phone. Let me pray. A miracle phone call will reach you soon. Someone that has not called you for a long time will call you and bless you. I prophesy alert upon alert, payment upon payment, huge patronage. Who is this? Your name has been taken to some evil houses and altars for divination to cast a spell. Touch your forehead gently. Let me pray. Fire from God will answer for you there. The evil men for you, your children, your spouse, and your loved ones shall fall on them. I prophesy, arrows go back to the senders. Who is this? Your things are not working as planned, not coming or happening as expected. If you can, stand up and turn round where you are three times. Yes, turn round three times. I prophesy, experience a major turnaround soon. Your life, career, business, project, financial life, turn around now. As you turn physically, may your life and things turn positively. God will change your story. I say God will change your story. Who is this? You lost money recently. In a business, it went bad. You ran into shortages. If that is you, lay your right hand on your bosom. I prophesy restoration. God will intervene for you. You will recover all you have lost. In Jesus' name. May 21 celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well. Happy birthday. Right? Let's listen to testimonies and be connecting to these testimonies. First one, I love my daddy. The day you ask us to sow a seed of 1,400 naira, I was like every time seed sowing. I said to myself, this one is not much. Let me just do it. And I sowed the seed of 1,400 naira. That very day, the kind of financial favors I have not gotten in a long time, divine surprises, I got it. I will comply henceforth. I will comply with all the seed instruction on this platform. More anointings. Wow. When we call for seed, it is voluntary. But when you do it, heavens open. Seed and sacrificial seed works wonders. Another person. I thank God for my son who wrote jam and came out excellently. When daddy asked us to raise our phone for alert, I did. And immediately, I received alert. My tithe was sent immediately. Get ready for more. Another person, the sacrifice of 1,400 and 1,800 that I paid on the 14th and the 18th May did wonders in my life. All the prophetic prayers that daddy prophesies here are working wonders. Open doors in all areas of my life. Victory in my dreams. All my sacrificial seed on prayer hub are doing wonders. End to all battles and afflictions in my life and divine healing of my dad. Wow, you will have more. Another testifier. I want to thank God for another year. Today, 18th May, I am 47 years. Daddy, please pray that I will see many more years in good health. My birthday Thanksgiving seed has been sent. Consider it done. Another one. Hallelujah. My green card was approved despite all the initial difficulties. May his name be praised forever. My Thanksgiving offering seed on the way. Wow. Green card approved. All those trusting God for green card, citizenship, work permit, connect to that testimony. Somebody said, I want to return all glory to God. Earlier this year, our daddy asked us to write what we want God to do for us and wrap it around for 21 days prayer. Earlier this year, the Lord blessed us with a car and so many numerous blessings, a lot upon a lot. Please pray that the Lord shall perfect the health of my family and massive sales in my business. Consider it done. Another person here. Praise the Lord with me. My daughter scored 297 in her jam last year, but couldn't get admission because she was less than 16 years. This year, she clocked 16 in February, and her jam result this year, 339. Glory be to God. Wow. Brilliant daughter there. She'll be brilliant all through her life. Another testifier. Daddy, I will continue to thank God for the day I met you on this platform and for allowing God to use you. On the 7th of May, you pray specifically for those who only give and don't receive. I happen to be one of such. After that prayer, that same day, I received a gift of 100,000 naira from unlikely source. I am here to give glory to God of TPGF. I have since paid my tithe from it. Wow, this is great. Now, there are people here expressing their concern on the way my voice sounded yesterday. Let me read out some. I appreciate your concern. Somebody said, good morning, Daddy. I didn't like the sound of your voice this morning. As I listened to the audio message, it looked like you are overstretching it. Please take care of your voice and get some rest. We still need this voice. Oh, lot of love, sir. Wow. This one is very blunt. Let me read it. Please, you need a rest. You overstretch yourself. You need to learn how to delegate some of your daily assignments. God forbid, if you die today, the ministry will continue. Please, as from now, take a day off in a week and a weekly regular vacation in a quarter outside Ibadan or Lagos, where you will do nothing but just sleep and rest. Please, you are alive. That's why you are relevant. Daddy, it takes wisdom to know that no one is indispensable in divine assignment. I love you, your admirer, a senior pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, U.S. I will read more. Somebody said, good day. Our daddy is stressing his voice too much. Please let Pastor Paul or Peter take over Morning Hub. We love you. Please, we will not want you to lose your voice. Another person. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, for allowing God to use you for our generation. We love and appreciate all you do, and we pray you will be richly rewarded in Jesus' name. We, however, need you to please slow down so we can enjoy you for a long time. Your voice this morning showed that you need to rest. Please try to delegate responsibilities. God will minister to you on this. May God preserve you for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. Wow. What an outpouration of love. I want to appreciate TPGM members worldwide for your love and concern regarding my health. Thank you a million times. Yes, I have worked so hard for years. But let me assure our lovely family that I have no health issues whatsoever. I just ran an annual comprehensive medical checkup with excellent result. However, there is this stubborn cough that comes once in a while. My ENT consultant are looking into it, although they have asked me to rest this voice at least for a whole month. I am finding that very difficult to swallow. Delegations of very many duties are ongoing. I am counting down on outside engagement, invitations to conventions and conferences of other churches. And on TPGF schedule also, Sons are being prepared and trained to come on. You'll soon begin to hear them with the same power and accuracy. I cannot thank you enough. Please keep praying for me. We shall all live long to fulfill God's purpose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today is the Prayer Mountain Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Allen Avenue, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, and Mararaba, Abuja. Two services will run as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Be there. Our prayer focus today is impartation for fruitfulness. Bring fruits, any kind of fruit, as a point of contact for fruitfulness impartation. Fruit of the womb, mental fruitfulness, spiritual fruitfulness, financial fruitfulness in all areas of life. Anointing oil for May will be given out. Anointed mantle will also be given out. Please be there and connect online all over. The Lord bless you. TPGF 2 days conference in Abeokuta will start tomorrow and run till Saturday. Please be there. And TPGF UK conference in Manchester is counting down. I'll be telling you more about it. Once again, I want to thank you for your love. You can see that the voice is already getting better. It will get better more. I've taken to your advice. I will rest more. God will help me. I'm praying for you. Thank you very much. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.